Background music there of Larry Razavi and his out-of-town checks with our theme Musicians Come and Play means it's time for another edition of our Musicians Come and Play program. Program number 270 coming up today. As our theme wraps up right there, Larry Razavi and his out-of-town checks. We're at 13 minutes before the hour of 12 noon. We have a temperature reading of 40 degrees, sunshine here in central Minnesota. You're listening to your dependable neighbor for all of central Minnesota, KASM Albany, 1150 AM, KDDG Albany, 105.5 HD2, 107.7 on your FM dial, streaming on the World Wide Web. Yes, as we broadcast from the Minnesota Soybean Research and Promotion Council studios, powered by the Soybean Checkoff, we are KASM. And like I said, it is our 270th program here on KASM, and Nathan Newman is going to be our guest this morning. I have him on the phone line as he has another obligation today, so not able to join us in the studio. So we say good morning to Nathan. Nathan, how are you doing?
Doing very well, Cy. Good morning.
All righty. And where are you at this morning, Nathan?
Well, I'm headed down with the Retkas to Craig Eagle's studio, and we're going to be practicing some Polish kalendy Christmas carols.
All right. That sounds good. Something to be released sometime down the road?
It's not a recording. It's just a bunch of fun people getting together and playing Christmas songs in Polish.
Well, neat. That sounds great. Well, Nathan, we've had you on the program before, and we're really excited. You've released a brand new CD. We're going to talk about that in just a moment. But for those that don't know you, and there's maybe just one or two that don't know you anymore listening, but just bring us up to speed. Tell us how you got started in music. How'd the whole thing go?
All right. Well, as a kid, I always fiddled with things, with bicycles, and then I started fiddling with instruments, getting started with like pianos and guitars. Sixth grade, I started trumpet. And then about seventh grade, I started electric guitar, started playing rock and roll. And then my sister played fiddle, and so we started doing some bluegrass music together. From there, when I was almost 16, I got the family concertina and started playing on that. And sure enough, polka music is my favorite music out of everything I've heard. And so that's what I stuck with.
Well, neat. And you're a graduate of Albany High School?
That is correct.
Uh-huh. And then where did you go on to after high school?
After high school, I went to St. Cloud State, started taking some music classes. But I didn't go too far into that. I got 2 years done, got the generals done, and just haven't seen the need to go back.
Okay. And you did some trade work, too, besides music, huh?
For about 3 months, I tried out the trade of electrician, construction electrician.
And you decided maybe too many sparks, you'll probably go back to music then rather than the electrician thing?
Well, I like the sparks, but working outside in the cold in the winter isn't probably so good for the fingers.
A little overrated, huh? Yeah. Well,
overrated.
Pun
there.
There we go. At any rate, we're glad that you decided on music because you do make some wonderful music, and you've gone through some trends. You like the Polish, obviously, but you've recorded a couple of albums or CDs on your own, and then you did the Dutchman style, and you did the tribute to Jimmy Jensen. Am I missing any?
Those are the main ones.
Those are the main ones, okay. And you've been seen playing and performing with some other bands. You've done some work with Ted Lang's daughter, Ellie Lang.
Yeah, we recorded a CD together. She sang.
Okay.
And I played all the instruments. That was more of a Polish style.
Okay.
Fun project.
All right. Well, neat. And you've been busy playing throughout central Minnesota and beyond. I've seen your name come up. Some of the venues, you've been at Waite Park, Spring Hill, all around, huh?
Yeah, I'm always playing new places with private engagements like birthdays and anniversaries. And then I get some new church festivals every now and then. And it's always an adventure.
You bet. You know, we should
especially this last year, I played with Dale, and that was a lot of fun with the new Oktoberfests that are popping up at breweries.
Okay. I should probably give you a little plug or a time to plug yourself a little bit. Folks looking for music, looking to hire somebody, you're always available. Obviously, can only be at one place at one time, but you're interested in booking events and jobs and things. So how would they get a hold of you, Nathan?
Well, they can contact me through the phone, 320-345-1925. They can contact me through email, concertinaservice@gmail.com. And if they need to hear those again or see them, they can always call the station here, I assume, or Google my name, and I should be able to come up.
Absolutely, you bet. And I was just going to say, I think you broke up just a moment on your phone number, so I was going to repeat it for you, and I'm just looking for it just to make sure I can repeat it to the listeners correctly here. Oh, there it is.
Okay.
Phone number locally, 320-345-1925, and
yep.
You will do strolling music. You can do individual performance if they're looking for somebody just for an individual, or you've got contacts where you can round up a band, huh?
Yep. Yeah. Pretty much any venue and any kind of entertainment that has to do with polka and country music.
You bet.
Count me in.
All right. Well, what are you playing these days for concertina?
For concertina, I usually play just my own electronic. I call it the reedless concertina. I sampled a bunch of different concertinas I like the sound of and put together my favorites. And so if I wanted a nice Dutchman style, like a paddock or a plate reed of any sort, then I can load that up or if I wanted a Polish-sounding concertina, probably a star would be good.
Okay.
Even some button boxes are nice to hear every now and then.
Nice. That's awesome. Now, before we get away from the topic, too, you do repair work, too, on concertinas and other instruments, too, as well. You've taken them apart a few times, right?
Yep. I've always fixed all my own instruments. Whenever something went wrong, I got friends to coach me and teach me how to do it. I won't build a concertina from scratch or do some major overhauls, but if there's a sticky button or a reed that doesn't sound right, I can definitely take care of that.
Okay. Concertina straps, no problem. You can get a hold of those?
Yep. I got a few resources for concertina straps and the like.
Sure. All right. Well, let's get to that brand new CD. It's called Old Time, The Way It's Supposed to Be. What encouraged you to do that CD, or how did this come about?
Well, I thought to myself, my last old-time CD was okay, but let's see if we can try to knock it out of the park. And I've gotten better with performing as well as recording. And, well, let's try to make a really clean, classic Dutchman-sounding CD. And I was listening to Whoopi John and Ray Dorschner and Carl Hardwick. And, well, let's see if I can put together something of that nature. Since I'm right in Chasm Country, I think that would be a good thing to do and a fun project as well.
I'll bet it was. Now, and the part that just baffles me is you're able to do all the parts. This is created, you record it, and you play it all by yourself.
Yes. Through the computer, you can record as many times as you want, and I got all I need is the instruments to record on, and thanks to Jerry and Teresa Eisenshank for letting me use their Hengel's concertina and accordions, Dale Damon as well, and then Ross Galise, I used his tuba.
Okay.
So there's nice people out there who let me use their instruments for it.
Well, yeah, you're mentioning some great people there. The polka music family is like a family, isn't it? I mean, everybody's out there pulling on the same end of the rope. They all want to see you successful, right?
Oh, yeah, we're one big polka family.
Yes, that's awesome. You bet. Well, looking at the CD, there's some interesting selections on here. Folks are going to enjoy this as we promo it today. And the first selection, the Ray Tice Special. Tell us about that.
Well, I was playing at the Wake Park Legion, and I always thought of Ray as being kind of a legend in the area for booking all the bands at the Wake Park Legion, being a good promoter. And on the spot, I thought, well, let's make a song for Ray. And I didn't have anything prepared, and I thought, well, whatever comes out, that's what it's going to be. And so I recorded myself right there on my phone. I put it down and put the recorder on, and so the recording is based off of the original.
My goodness.
That I played that night at the Wake Park Legion.
Yeah, and for folks that don't know, Ray Tice manages the Legion. He books the bands, and so, very, very nice fellow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they got Leon Olsen there tonight.
That's what I hear.
That would be a good time.
You bet. Then you do some standards on there, the Ellen Polka, the Little Fisherman's Waltz, the Ping Pong Polka. Those are like household names in the polka music, isn't it?
Yeah, I wanted to hop on there where it's classic tunes that people can get right into right away.
You bet. And then there's names on there that you won't recognize, like the Norwegian Spring Dance and Aunt Eklund's Schottisch and something like that, so... Those are those originals, or did you put different names to them? Or,
well, the only originals on the CD are the Ray Tice Special and Aunt Ella's.
Oh, okay. Book,
Schottisch.
Uh-huh.
Aunt Ella's is the a friend of mine from New York wrote that too, and he's on the Norwegian Scandinavian side.
Okay.
I thought that was nice.
You bet.
But as far as the Norwegian Spring Dance, that one is an old Whoopi John number.
Oh, okay.
I haven't heard anyone record it.
Wow. That's awesome.
It's about time.
There you go. Well, very good. Nathan, if we can ask you to hold that thought for just a moment here. We've already reached 12 o'clock in central Minnesota. We're going to read the ad for our sponsor, the St. Joe Meat Market, and then we'll come back with you and close out the show.
All right.
All righty. So... the St. Joe Meat Market here for you during this busy holiday season. Yes, always many great items for your holiday needs. From the meat department, lots of hams, smoked turkeys, prime rib roasts, meat and cheese trays, and lots of flavors of sausage on hand. And if you're looking for something for that someone special, how about a St. Joe Meat Market gift card? Gift cards are available in any amount and do not have an expiration date. For your information, holiday hours at the St. Joe Meat Market are as follows. This week, Monday through Thursday, the St. Joe Meat Market will be open 6 a.m. till 6 p.m. Friday night, Friday, 6 a.m. till 7. Then Saturday, 6 till 5. Closed on Sunday, 1 week from today. And then open on Monday, Christmas Eve Day, Monday, and that's 6 a.m. until 3 p.m., and then closed for Christmas Day. Also, a reminder, the music CD, Hoolerei Polkas and Waltzes Down by the Riverside by Lester Schuft and his Country Dutchman, still available for purchase at the St. Joe Meat Market. Also, the St. Joe Meat Market is one of the great sponsors for this recording, proudly continuing to help support polka music. Many other music CDs, DVDs, and still a few cassettes, great for stocking stuffing. As always, for prices or more information, call 320-363-4913. Like us on Facebook. Look for us on the web, www.stjosephmeatmarket.com. A wish to you from the whole gang at the St. Joe Meat Market for a very Merry Christmas and a safe and prosperous New Year in 2019. And Nathan, for being our guest on the program, you've been here a few times. You know how it works. We got that nice meat package put up for you. We'll get that to you this week and hope that you enjoy it in good health. How's that?
Oh, I would love it.
You bet. And you've enjoyed the past couple that you've had as you've been here over the time?
Yep. Yeah, St. Joseph Meats is the best meat I've ever had.
Well, great. Awesome. Well, very good. So what's the future looking like these days, Nathan? You got quite a bit on your plate, the scheduled coming up, places people will see you, or is it a little slow during the winter months?
Yeah, during the winter it's a little bit slower, but I don't exactly enjoy going out into the snow driving too much, so I don't mind that.
Sure.
That's all right.
Okay.
Take a little bit of a break.
Okay. But
allows me to work on more projects at home. And
all right. So what have you got lined up? Do you have any, are you at the Waite Park Legion or any place else around folks can come out and see you?
I didn't get booked at the Waite Park Legion for next year yet.
Okay. All right.
But as far as performances in the area, I play every couple weeks now. I've been playing at Rudy's Pearl Lake Lodge in Marty.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
11 to 2. Just this next upcoming week, on Wednesday.
All right.
I'll be there.
Nice. Very good.
Very good bologna.
Oh, okay. Good. That's what they have there is that bologna day, huh?
Yep.
All right. All righty. Well, as you, getting back to the CD that you just released, and folks can come out to the St. Joe Meat Market, we've got them on hand already, so make a great Christmas gift for that special someone. Favorite song on that one that you put together? Which one is your favorite?
I always keep going back to the Ray Tice special for my favorite song.
All right. Well,
I was pretty impressed on how it turned out. Very lively and a little bit of snap to it.
Well,
kind of like Ray himself.
There you go. Neat. And should just ask you, talk about some of the places that have been favorites of yours to play at. And you've been in a few places now, and even out of the state. Mention some of the venues you've been at.
Yes, I'd probably say probably one of my favorites is Spring Hill.
Okay.
The crowd and the liveliness and having Jason Davis come in and do his show, that was a real highlight.
Oh, that's right. That was a couple of years ago now already, huh?
Yep. On the road with Jason Davis. And so that was pretty neat. Some of the Oktoberfests I play at can be pretty fun, too. There's a lot of people who don't really want to get into the music and the dancing, but with Dale, one of my fun things I get to do is pop off the stage and dance with people with the tuba.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'll bet that is fun. Okay. And that's Dale Damon that you're working with on occasion?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he's a fun guy, especially with getting to gigs and going from him. He likes to stack two or three of the gigs in the same day, and sometimes it gets a little hectic.
Oh, I can believe that. That's for sure. All right. Anything new that you're working on these days? Have you pretty much mastered every song that you can think of, or is there something that still giving you a little bit of a headache and still working on?
Well, I don't think I've really mastered anything yet. I always want to get better and better, more proficient at it.
Okay.
A new venture for me has been getting into Ukrainian polkas.
Oh, my.
I like to research and find out about new genres and styles of polkas. And right now I'm listening to a bunch of prairie bands up in Canada.
I see. Okay.
A lot of fiddle, hammer, dulcimer.
Okay. Very good. All righty. Well, with that, our time is about run out, Nathan. So let's ask you one more time right before we let you go. Is there one special memory? I mean, you mentioned the On the Road with Jason Davis. I mean, that's got to be a big thrill to be featured on that. But was there one special memory, good, bad, or otherwise, that you could share with the listeners over the years that was sticks out in your mind?
I would probably say the latest memory that was pretty special was getting to play concertina for Jimmy the Dancing Pirate. I don't know how many people in the area know Jimmy, but he dresses up like a pirate, and he goes out to polka dances. And one time we played a brewery in the cities. He led the dancing and dance instruction, and I played the music.
My goodness. That's pretty awesome. That's a great story. Timmy the Dancing Bear, huh?
Yeah.
I can't say that I've seen him or heard him either yet, so pretty special.
Yeah, well, he's on the Polka Spotlight Show. If people watch that, they'll run into him at some point.
All right. Well, very good, Nathan. Well, we're going to let you get back to things. I know you've got a full schedule there today, so I want to take this opportunity to thank you for joining us on our Musicians Come and Play program. Like I've told you before, you and I are here down the road. The good Lord willing, we'll do this thing again sometime. How's that?
Sounds good. Thank you very much, Si. It's the most fun to get interviewed by you.
Well, thank you much. You have a great Christmas, Nathan. We'll talk to you in the future.
Thanks, Si.
All righty. And there he goes, Nathan Newman, our 270th guest on our Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM. And don't go away, we'll be featuring music by Nathan with his brand new CD, and that's coming up in just moments. Razavian is out of town checks with our theme Musicians Come and Play, wrapping up right there, wrapping up another edition of our Musicians Come and Play here on KASM. And we're at 11 minutes now past the hour of 12 noon, 40 degrees our current temperature here in Albany. Well, we talked about this CD during the interview, and now we're going to feature it. And we're going to start out with the one that Nathan said he really enjoys. This is one called the Ray Tice Special. Nathan Newman. Nathan Newman and one called the Ray Tice Special. And Nathan included a little information sheet along with the CD for guys like us, radio DJs. And so explains a little bit about the Ray Tice Special. The waltz was made up on the spot for the booking agent of the Waite Park Legion, Ray Tice, a legend amongst bands who played there. Nathan found inspiration in his witty comments and good nature to create a strong yet playful melody. So there you go. One called the Ray Tice Special. Music continues. This one is called the Little Goose Polka. And Nathan continues on his page. He says that he enjoys the Nebraska Czech-styled old time. This tune was inspired partly by an old record of Ernie Kuchera on his record The Deer Waltz, partly by the K-Czech radio and their Czech fans, and partly by some of the upcoming Nebraska button box playing kids like Addy Heil. So Nathan enjoys the slower Czech polka groove, and so came up with one called the Little Goose Polka. Here it is for you, the Little Goose Polka.
Lusichka, let yellas visoka nemo la to let get spot la topo toka spot la topo toka. Thank you. mnie nie chciela, że si mnie nie chciela.
Nathan Newman, one called The Little Goose Polka. Great stuff there by Nathan Newman off of his brand new CD, just released, Old Time the Way It's Supposed to Be. Nathan Newman out of Wake Park, Minnesota. And yeah, pretty cover on this CD that Nathan produced. He's got a whole board of old record album covers lined up. And as I look at it, I see a cover by Babe Wagner, the Babe Wagner Band featuring Donnie Klausner. He's got several Bernie Roberts album covers in the background, Whoopi John, Christy Hengel, Gil Style, just to mention a few that you see in the background, Jerry Dossel. So, yeah, Nathan, of course, listening and trying to duplicate some of the great old-time sounds of some of the great old-time Dutchman bands. Coming up on 20 minutes past the hour of 12 noon, and again, 40 is our current temperature here in Albany. As we're in the first portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet, and that's always brought to us by Turco's First Line Tours. Yes, Dave Ivertowski and the gang over at Turco, they'd love to have you travel with them at some point in time. And they proudly bring us this portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet each and every week at this time. So Turco has all sorts of great tours and trips with destinations around this great land of ours to such large cities like New York, Philadelphia, Washington, D.C., Nashville, Chicago, L.A., just to mention a few. They have tours and trips all around this great state of Minnesota. And, of course, they do the casino tours in and about our upper Midwest area and beyond. So the casinos such as the Shooting Star in Manoman, Prairie's Edge in Granite Falls, Jackpot Junction in Morton, the Three Turtles in Wisconsin, Diamond Joe's in Iowa, the Northern Lights up in Walker, Minnesota, and, yes, the list goes on and on. So to get on board the bus, to make a reservation, to receive a brochure, maybe just to plain be on their mailing list so you know when and where Turco is going, give them a call toll-free, 1-800-868-7261. Again, that's 1-800-868-7261. Dave Bertowski and the gang over at Turco, they'd love to take this opportunity to thank you for their past patronage, hoping that your holiday season, that you have a Merry Christmas and the holidays treat you well. And look forward to continuing to sponsor the program in the upcoming new year. Turco, proudly bringing us the first portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM. As we get back to the music of Nathan Newman and his brand new release, how about a nice waltz tune? This one's one called The Little Fisherman's Waltz. And the footnote to this one, it's another standard tune in old time. Nathan was excited to find the words to the third part. However, they are Ukrainian. There are German words, but he didn't find them in time to get them on the recording. So he learned to translate the acrylic to Latin and to pronounce it. It's been around forever. Whoopi John cut the song with Decca in 1938, then later turning it into the Long John Polka. Here it is for you, The Little Fisherman's Waltz. Thank you.
she'd say, Hora. She'd say, Druhaya. Mejete me orat kami yasnaya zorya. Mejete me orat kami yasnaya zorya.
Good, huh? That one's one called The Little Fisherman's Waltz. Great stuff there for you by Nathan Newman off of his brand new release, Old Time, The Way It's Meant to Be. Here's another standard. It's a concertina solo. Whoopi John recorded it as the Edna Polka, and most likely for Edna Estelle, his piano player, and that was back in the 1920s. Here it is for you, Nathan Newman and the Ellen Polka.
Thank you.
one called the Ellen Polka. A nice concertina solo there by Nathan. Here's another great polka tune. It's one called the Ping Pong Polka. As Nathan describes, it's a classic tune featuring the left and right directed trumpets by Earl J. McNellis, a.k.a. Cousin Fuzzy. So Cousin Fuzzy, better known as Cousin Fuzzy, wrote and recorded this tune, the Ping Pong Polka, for Polkaland Records on July 20th of 1955. Nathan with the Ping Pong Polka. Newman with the Ping Pong Polka. Boy, some good stuff for you there. And yes, again, just amazing how the guy just records over himself. All of the parts all played by Nathan himself, recorded, produced, everything all by himself. Good stuff for you. 28 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock. Again, 41 is our temperature here in Albany. Music continues right now with Nathan Newman. And this one, as he goes back in time, remembering Jerry Dossal. It's called the Fanny Shake Polka. It's a very old tune about a man who takes his girl out. Her name is Fanny, and when she starts taking an interest in the guy, he couldn't shake her off. So Jerry Dossal recorded the tune, and as the legend goes, it was banned from the radio in the 1950s. On that recording, Soma 1000, it was the same vocalist as who sang with the Chesney Brothers, Dusty Lane. Gene Wisniewski may have been the first to record it. Again, the origin is unknown. But here it is, Nathan recording it, his version of the Fanny Shake Polka.
Thank you. my fanny to the seashore so she can get a tan. I guess she thought I took her there so she can get a man. When she saw the handsome lifeguard, she started on the mate. For I tried to shake my fanny, but my fanny wouldn't shake. Fanny, fanny, why don't you shake? Oh, I tried to shake my fanny, but my fanny wouldn't shake. I took my fanny to the movies so she can see a show. The lights were dim, I found a seat so alone in the back row. When she saw the handsome usher, she was just as sweet as cake. Oh, he tried to shake my fanny, but my fanny wouldn't shake. Fanny, fanny, why don't you shake? Oh, I tried to shake my fanny, but my fanny wouldn't shake. I took my fanny to the ballroom so she could hear the band. I thought that I could take her out, enjoy a polka dance. When she saw my good pal Michael, I've made my last mistake. Oh, he tried to shake my fanny, but my fanny wouldn't shake. Fanny, fanny, why don't you shake? Oh, I tried to shake my fanny, but my fanny wouldn't shake.
Nathan Newman and the Fanny Shake Polka. Good stuff there. Alrighty. As we move into the final portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet, and that's always brought to us by Laverne's Travel of the Little Falls, Laverne and Kim Bizdok. Yes, they'd love to take this opportunity to invite you to join their traveling family, and want to also wish each and every one of you a very special Merry Christmas, Prosperous New Year in 2019. And, yeah, they have some wonderful trips lined up for 2019, and we'll go through just a couple of those in just a moment. Now, to get a hold of Laverne or Kim, give them a call. Phone number, toll-free, 1-800-840-9211. They maintain a very nice website, www.laverne'stravel.com. So a couple of different ways that you can get a hold of Laverne and Kim. So upcoming dates for Laverne's Travel, well, of course, they're looking forward to 2019, the big polka dance at the Falls Ballroom in Little Falls. That's going to be March 3rd, featuring the music of Laverne and the Starlights, 1 to 5. Bring your perks card and receive two punches. Admission just $8. Everyone is welcome. And then in September at 1 o'clock, they're going to be celebrating their 35th year travel anniversary celebration. And it's going to feature music, fun, food, dancing, $3,500 in Laverne's Travel certificates to be given away. Again, that's all happening September 8th, 1 o'clock, on September 8th of 2019. So then looking at the schedule of tours to come, and of course they've got the big International Farm Machinery Show. We talked to Kim about that last week, and that is a fun one. Going to be to Louisville, Kentucky, and to include Jerry Custer, IHC Tractor Collection in Galva, Illinois. And again, those days for that trip, February 13th through the 17th, 5 days in all, just $699. They're doing several big international trips. The Best of Ireland, that's in March. Also the South American Adventure, the middle of March. And the Southwest Circle Tour, and that's going to be the end of March into April. They've had so much fun doing these mystery tours, so they're doing the 6th annual spring one, and that's in April. And then looking down the schedule, they're going to have the fall one coming up too, the mystery trip. And so, yeah, great time. That's the 31st annual fall mystery tour in September. Of course, lots of other trips in between, and you can find out all about them when you either call Laverne or check out their website. Again, their phone number, 1-800-840-9211. So, and one more thing to mention, they're going to be supporting and working with the big 2018 Nashville Country Christmas Show. And that is going to be benefiting the Mary of Lourdes Catholic School in Little Falls. And that date is going to be Wednesday, December 26th at the Falls Ballroom in Little Falls. The doors open at 5 p.m., dinner at 5:30, showtime at 6:45. Going to be featuring Kenny and Diana Jensen, along with their son, Zach Jensen, and special guest, Levi Pelzer. So, yeah, of course, Kenny and Diane, Kenny formerly with the Starlights, that's where he kind of got started, and now has his own theater down in Nashville. So they're going to be in concert, so to speak, at the Falls Ballroom. And again, the doors open at 5:30 on Wednesday, the day after Christmas, the 26th. And there's a dinner and show available. So, yeah, check that out as well. Laverne, Kim, they'd love to help you get that all set up, so you can sure give them a call for tickets. Or tickets can be purchased at the Little Falls Radio Station, Radio Shack, and the parishes of Our Lady of Lourdes and Holy Family, St. Mary. So there you go. Laverne's Travel, they proudly bring us the final portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM. As we get back to the old-time music of Nathan and his brand-new release here, it's a good one. All right, we talked about this one before just a little bit, and this one is called Anna Eklund's Schottisch. And as Nathan says, he's corresponded throughout the years with a Scandinavian accordionist friend, Paul Riley from New York, who writes hambos, jigs, schottisches, and polkas. The song he made in January of 2014, he wished to name after his grandmother, Anna Eklund. So this one's called Anna Eklund Schottisch. Nathan Newman. Newman there with one called the Anna Eklund Schottisch. Good stuff. Here's a neat tune. That's a little mazurka tune. It's called the Norwegian Spring Dance Mazurka. As Nathan says in his own words, I've not heard another recording of this other than Whoopi John. And it's such a fantastic and beautiful tune. Nathan particularly enjoyed figuring out the chord structure. Whoopi John recorded it on February 19th of 1951. And it was released in April, the Norwegian Spring Dance Mazurka. Is really nice, and that's one called the Norwegian Spring Dance Mazurka. And again, a Whoopi John original, and probably nobody ever recording that one that Nathan knows of. Whoopi John recording it on February 19th of 1951, and that was released in April of that year. All right, music continues right now. Here's a nice polka tune, one called the 7 Days Without You Polka. Little Wally recorded this tune in 1958. Jerry Schuft also recorded it, making it another instance where Polish and German bands played the same song, one called the 7 Days Without You Polka. Nathan Newman there with the 7 Days Without You Polka. Time to wrap up another edition of our musical treat for dancing feet. We're now at 11 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock and 41, our temperature here in Albany. Time to wrap up another edition. And We're going to do that with a nice Landler tune, and this one is called The Overshoe Landler, another one of those classics that older than the hills, as Nathan says. He spoke with Donnie Klossner, who played for the Babe Wagner Band back in the days, and Donnie said that as long as he could remember, concertina players were always learning The Overshoe Landler, and it certainly is an old-time standard. Right now, Nathan Newman with his rendition of The Overshoe Landler. Nathan Newman with one called The Overshoe Landler, wrapping up another edition of our musical treat for dancing feet here on KASM. And we're coming up on 8 minutes now before the hour of 1 o'clock, 41 our current temperature here in Albany.